If you want to pay less for your home and possibly save up to $1,000 a month, now's the time to refinance with American Financing. You'll get a custom low-rate mortgage without ever paying upfront or hidden fees, and you may skip up to two payments.
That's right, Clay. It's a really good deal. So call 800-777-8109 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, and I sell custom blinds on my website, Blindster.com. At Blindster, I guarantee your blinds will fit your windows, or I'll remake them free of charge. You only pay shipping. I also offer a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and a limited lifetime warranty on most products. And check out my brand new tool-free sailor shades, the only custom window shade installed without any tools. What could be easier?
Visit Blindster today and save 45% off any order. Just use the code Clay and Buck at checkout. Blindster.com.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dynavite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dynavite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dynavite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A Wisconsin jury has acquitted Kyle Rittenhouse on all charges in his murder trial. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with the update.
Rittenhouse pleaded not guilty to two felony counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, first-degree reckless homicide, and first-degree intentional homicide, and attempted first-degree intentional homicide, claiming he shot three men, two fatally, in self-defense during a 2020 protest. The charges stemmed from the fatal shootings of Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and a shooting that left 27-year-old Gage Grosskreutz wounded. During his testimony, Rittenhouse said he shot all three men with an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle in self-defense. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, after months of division among Democrats, the House has approved President Biden's Build Back Better bill. Jeremy House has that story.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi making the announcement it's on to the Senate for the massive spending bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 220, the nays are 213. The Build Back Better bill is passed.
The Friday morning vote followed a marathon floor speech by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who condemned what he considered Pelosi's heavy-handed control.
This is not Pelosi's house. This is the people's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bill faces an uncertain future in the upper chamber, where passage will depend on the votes of all 50 Democratic senators, at least one of whom, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, has some major funding concerns. Jeremy House reporting.
Pregnant women with COVID-19 face increased chances of stillbirths compared with uninfected women. That's according to a report from the CDC. The researchers found that for women with COVID-19, about 1 in 80 deliveries resulted in stillbirth. Among the uninfected, it was more like 1 in 155. The Dow is down 251 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 82. More at townhall.com.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated. Both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Coma, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Never mind. That's the decision of the Clark County School Board as they decided not to terminate the contract of School Superintendent Jesus Jara. The 4-3 vote reverses a split decision on October 28th when the board voted to end Jara's tenure for convenience, meaning they did not have to give a reason for the firing. Back in May, the panel voted to extend Jara's contract, keep up here, through January of 2023. Now the question is, does Jara actually want the job back? He's scheduled to leave his post December 1st, and he did not attend last night's school board meeting. Well, it's good to be state football champs again. Bishop Gorman scored touchdowns in all seven of its possessions and added a defensive touchdown to Trout's Reno's McQueen High, 56-7. In the Class 5A State Championship at Allegiant Stadium. It's been 3 years since Bishop Gorman was crowned the state champ. Before that, they won the state title 10 straight years from 2009 to 2018. Clark County's 14-day COVID-19 test positivity rate is slowly increasing to 7%.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, watch for an accident there on the Southern Beltway. It's 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Looks like multiple vehicles there, and it's blocking the two left lanes and even partially blocking the on-ramp as you try to merge to Interstate 15 northbound on 215 east.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. The big news today, Kyle Rittenhouse, not guilty verdicts, 25 hours of deliberation, and Kyle Rittenhouse is a free man at this hour, and he is headed back to his home in Illinois, and it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. We normally talk about a lot of local issues, but everybody's been talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. Now we get not guilty verdicts, all five counts. He is a free man. What'd you think of what you've been seeing over the course of the last few weeks?
Well, you know, Kevin, I think that you finally wind up having a jury and a judge that understood the definition of law, and they put it together the way that the defense presented that case very well, and I think the prosecution was kind of afraid what's, like you said, is going to happen tonight, and we'll see. And hopefully they'll have enough law enforcement out there and National Guard out there to protect that city.
I want to ask you about the larger implications of this case relative to something that I've believed in, I think you've probably believed in it most of your life, and that is the right to self-defense. Is there a larger issue that, kind of a larger takeaway from this case relative to self-defense?
Well, listen, he had every right to defend himself. If you watch one of those videos, he's blatantly getting kicked, by someone that just kind of jumps up there and goes ahead and throws like a drop kick at him. But we have the right, as citizens of this country, to protect ourselves. And we have the right to carry a firearm. So, I mean, I think the decision was good, and I think the defense did a good job on pleading that case.
Well, let's change the subject a little bit because tonight I'm going to go see that wonderful building, stadium, if you will, Allegiant Stadium. I'm going to be there for the UNLV San Diego State game. What sets this building apart from other stadiums out there across the country? I know you see designs of other stadiums.
I think the design mostly, it's not as big as a lot of other stadiums. You see stadiums out there, they're, 85,000 feet and 85,000 seats. Our stadium's just a little bit smaller, but the seating in it gives you a great view from anywhere in the house. So I think that's what sets us apart. And I love going to that stadium. It's you always see a lot of happy fans, and although I can't say a lot of fans at the last game were too happy, but fans always seem to have a lot of fun, and it's just a great time to get out there with the family. So lighting is great, sound is good, just the atmosphere of being inside there is fantastic.
I know this is a relatively new stadium, and I guess my question is, are there things that if you had to do over again, you would do over again?
I don't think I would do anything over on that stadium. I think that the stadium sits perfect. I think we didn't overdo it with the seating. I think we have enough seating. And you can see that by the games being sold out. I think anything over that, you would have had to go higher or spread out more. And I think the design that they put out there on that stadium allows everyone to have a great view of what's going on the field. And you're going to see that tonight. No matter where you sit, if you're sitting up high or you're sitting down low, you're still always going to have a great view.
I think it's great. I'm really looking forward to it. And again, it's my first opportunity to get there. I want to take you into something that I know you and I have talked about over the years, and that is education, because we now know that Jesus Jara is back as superintendent. The question is, does he want the job? Would you want to be there with somebody that that turned on you just a month ago? And, you know, is he going to keep, you know, being superintendent? What do you make of that whole nastiness? 4-3 votes one way, then they reverse themselves and they go 4-3 the other way. What do you make of that?
First of all, I think the whole board needs to be replaced. I really think they should actually do away with the voting of the school board, because it kind of looks like this school board is spending more time on politics involved within the school system than students themselves. They don't really listen to parents. They have their own agenda. If you go back 15 years on our school board kind of had an agenda on where we were going, where we needed to be. Now, we've never got there. I can't say we've ever got there, but we've never got there because we always allowed the school board to dictate what we should be doing. So I think the school board should be appointed,
by whom?
Well, they should be appointed either by the county commissioners, or they should be appointed by a public body, not voted in. One of the school board members actually got voted in just because she was good looking. She didn't get voted in because she was smart.
Which one was that?
Ford.
Okay.
If
you make a charge, names.
That was the funny word around town when she got voted in, is that she didn't get voted in because she was, you know, that she knew the school system. She got voted in because she was good looking. Now, maybe people around town, or voters around town, need to pay attention to the people that they vote for.
Good point. Let me just ask you, though, because I know you, your union supports candidates. You donate money to their campaigns from time to time. And I'm curious, have you dealt with matters at the school board level? I mean, nobody could tell you who their school board trustee is. But now with all the stuff going on in Loudoun, Virginia, and different places like that, all of a sudden we're taking a more critical look at who our school board members or our board of trustee members are. Are you active with the school board issues?
We haven't been active really with the school board in a lot of years. You know, if we supported someone or we endorsed someone, we really didn't give them a lot of money. But you know, I have to take into consideration now about how many of my members actually we have our children in the schools, and I think it's going to be very important for us. And I can tell you right now that we're going to take a strong look at who's running for school board. Should there even be an election? I'm hoping that they do away with the election process for the school board. But should there be an election, we're going to take a strong look at who the school board is, who's going to support our kids, who's going to make you know, the challenges in school better for them, and do away with this whole political process of who's friends with who and who wants this one out, who wants that one out. But I can tell you this, we're going to do our best at putting someone in there, and that's going to be able to take care of what the education system needs pertaining to our children, not pertaining to their little politics team that they got going on. And I really think that's really hard, not only on the parents, but I think it's hard on the kids.
I want to ask you, though, because I've asked around, and an answer that I hear more often than not as to, you know, can the next guy or gal be successful where Jesus Jara was not successful? And the answer I keep getting is nobody, even if they have an S on their chest for Superman, nobody can make this thing work, because it's the fifth largest school district in America, and it's just too damn big, and it's impossible for the next guy or the next gal to come in and be a success. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Maybe they need to look at splitting the school board up then. Maybe they need to look at giving Henderson theirs, giving the city theirs, giving the county theirs. But I mean, listen, Dr. Jarvis is a friend of mine, and I think he tried his best. The biggest problem with the school board is the person that they put in charge, the school superintendent, is not able to make the decisions that he has to make as superintendent, because he has to go back to a school board, right? So, I think the biggest, one of our biggest issues this year, besides the critical race theory, was the busing, right? We ran into major problems with getting our students out and the buses being late and the buses not showing up. Reason why? We had a bunch of people that didn't want those jobs. Why didn't they want those jobs? Because they got a bunch of free money from the government, right? And so, I mean, here we are. We're trying to do our best. I mean, if you look at all the sports fields around the schools, we managed to get the majority of our sports fields redone over, which gives the our students in the schools a little bit better athletic quality when they're playing on the field and not getting as hurt as much. But you got to take one thing at a time with this school system. And I think if our school system is the fifth largest in the country, then maybe we need to split it up.
Split it up. Now, when supposedly we did that about 4 or 5 years ago. We passed a law that gave more autonomy to principals. They had their own budgets for their schools. But that didn't help. I mean, that was considered breaking up the school district, and it really didn't do it.
Yeah, but Kevin, you know what we had our biggest problem in the school district here for years was everyone that worked within a school was usually related to someone in that school. So you have a lot of administrative staff in the schools that were related to principals, and a lot of who was getting the short end of the stick was the administrative staff was getting paid more than the teachers. Meanwhile, the administrative staff is doing less work than what the teachers are doing.
Go right? Figure.
So, you can take a look at the numbers.
Wow.
Take a look at the amount of money that gets spent on administrative staff when you got administrative one, administrative two, administrative three. You know, you really don't need that much administrative staff. Try hiring some really good teachers and try going back to educating our kids instead of just giving someone a job.
Yeah, the core mission should be educating our kids, and unfortunately we've gotten way a ways from that. Tommy White joining us, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. The bipartisan infrastructure bill is now law. It has been signed into law by the President of the United States. And as a guy that will probably benefit from a lot of the stuff in the bipartisan bill, I got to ask you, when will we start seeing these shovel-ready projects ready to go and getting federal funding?
Well, Kevin, I was thinking about that this morning, and I was reading a couple of articles. Maybe if they start handing out that money assessed, they were sending out checks, we might start sooner than later. But we'll see. I don't anticipate anything really big coming to this town until maybe the middle of next year, maybe towards the end of next year. They're just not going to hand out money and say, go ahead and do this job. They're going to have to find out what exactly is wrong. I read something today. There's 28 bridges or something in our state that need to be repaired. And so there's a bunch of other things that need to be repaired. But you have to know what you're repairing. You can't just walk up to a bridge and go, yeah, that bridge needs to be repaired. You got to find out what the details are that need to be repaired. A lot of stuff that they looked at was stuff that should have been repaired 5, 10 years ago. So you can't use the assessment that you had 5 or 10 years ago on what the cost is going to be today. So I just don't see it happening as fast. I'm glad we got the money. I'm glad everybody worked hard on it. I just don't see it happening as fast as what we think is going to happen. A lot of people right now think that since the bill passed, we're going to get a check next week to redo our roads and redo our water systems and all that. That's not going to happen. It's going to be months.
Wow. Wow. A lot of people are expecting that money to be funneled into the local economies over the course of the next few months. You're saying it may be a lot longer.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen by January, and I definitely don't think it's going to be happening by April. So we'll be in the first quarter of next year before maybe we see something. And of course, they're going to start with the smaller stuff first, and you know, and then go on to the bigger stuff. But like I said, all that needs, the estimates need to be made. You know, they got to look at, you know, material that we can't even get into this country. And so I just think it's going to be a little bit longer than what everybody expected.
Well, we will find out together. Tommy, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. You have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
All right. Have a great weekend, Kevin. God bless.
There you go. Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872, commenting on all things news. And, boy, a lot of breaking news to talk about today. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. I've got some amazing news I just can't wait to share with you. Maybe you're like me. Years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family, huh? What? All became a part of the conversation. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been over the top great. But it gets better. They've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aid, 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets